When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, it's almost Valentine's Day, and you know what that means. Time to dump your Christmas tree in your neighbor's driveway. Valentine's Day also means Valentine's cards, but not every card gets it right on the first try. So we'll take a look at some of those early attempts in our segment, First Drafts. Of course. Longtime viewers know no Valentine's is complete without my favorite and forever Valentine, my wonderful wife, Evie. Evie, everybody! Hello, darling. Hello. You look lovely. Sit down. There you go.
Hello.
Hi. Happy early Valentine's.
Hi. Hi.
We have a little champagne right
Yay.
Here.
Yay! Awesome.
There you go. And these are what are these called? Those what the
macarons?
That's exactly what they are, from La Durée in Paris.
Oh boy! Did you fly over there?
I did just this morning. I went over there. You know, would you like to? That's just there for you if you need
Thank
to get
you.
In. If you're gonna feel a little. Sugar levels being a little bit low.
Gotcha.
Darling.
Yeah.
So lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you.
I have not seen you since 2 o'clock. Now, darling, you know how this rolls right here. Let me explain to the people out there what we're about to do.
Okay.
Is that in First Drafts, what happens is that you'll hand me the first card if you don't mind, then I'll show it to the people. That'll be a lovely Valentine's card, the kind you might buy in a store.
Right.
But then you will show me the first draft, the one that was not good enough to be sold because there was something substandard about the message inside. Have I explained the premise sufficiently?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. Darling, may I have the first card? Thank you very much. All right, this one is a classic. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, so are you. That's the first one we
Very
all learn,
sweet.
Right there. That's
Very
it.
Very sweet.
But the first draft said, "Roses are red, violets are blue." Oh damn, our gender reveal started a wildfire. Run!
That's true. It. That happened.
We had our children before gender reveal was a thing.
Yeah, we didn't find out, if you remember.
We did not, no, we could have.
Gender reveal happened when they were born.
Right. Came out and you went, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There it is. Exactly. Remember when our first son was born, the nurse went, can anybody tell me what this is? Hey, by the way, you know, when Tom Hanks was on recently, he clued me to the idea of pouring Diet Coke
Ooh, let's try
in your
it.
Champagne.
Let's try it.
And he calls it Diet cocaine.
I'm ready. Have you tried it yet?
I tried it with Tom that night. You know, Tom and I drank together. Okay, there you go. Let's
try this. So thank God January. We did dry January.
We did damp January. We were not dry. We were damp. Please explain to the people what damp January is, darling.
So we drank on the weekend.
That's right.
But not every weekend. Anyway.
You didn't.
Good riddance, January.
There you go. That's right. That's not bad, right?
It's a little odd.
The next card. This one's cute. It says, Happy Valentine's Day. I love you very much.
Aww.
Beautiful little koalas right there. But the first draft said, Happy Valentine's Day. Did you know koala bears have forked penises? Not so cuddly now, are they? That's true. It's true. They have a little fork at the end.
A little science fact there.
That is a science fact. You learn something every day on First Drafts. You know, somebody asked me before the show started, a young lady right up there, right over there, asked me about the day we got engaged, the day I asked you to marry me. And I told them the story. Do you remember the story? And let's see whether you remember it like I do. This is a very newlyweds game right here. For people who've been married 29 years, this is a newlyweds game. Gets harder after 29 years. What do you remember about that? So we go, let's take it from like us going to Charleston.
Take it from, no.
No?
I'm just saying.
No. The fact that you were mad at me that I didn't call you for 24 hours when we got to Charleston?
Yeah, but I've forgiven you.
That's recent. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Here's what I remember.
Here's what you remember.
Here's what I remember. We went for a lovely walk, and we were in the Battery in Charleston and the gazebo, and you asked me if I would marry you, and I said, and this says a lot about me,
yes,
not about you, I said, are you sure? How stupid is that?
You didn't say it like that.
I think that's really stupid.
You didn't say it like that. You said, are you sure? I'll take that. You left out the part where you were mad at me in the car for looking like I was sick.
I don't remember that. Why was
we were
I
driving around and I was so nervous to ask you to marry me that my face was beat red. And you turned to me and said, you were driving and you were like, are you, oh, don't get sick at Christmas. Are you getting sick?
That's so mean of me. I'm
sorry.
You're
a mean person. I've said it for years. You're an awful, awful mean person.
Oh, no.
Like, I was so nervous. Like, no, I'm feeling fine. And I said, could you pull over here by the park? And you're like, why do you want to? Oh, now you're sick and we have to stop by the park. Let's go for a walk. Oh, my God.
I think that's actually true.
It is true. You have rewritten this in your head. This one says, there's only one question this Valentine's Day. Will you be mine?
Aww.
But the First Draft said, there's only one question this Valentine's Day. Are the pots done soaking, Alan? It's been a week. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Can I see that?
Oh.
Thank you.
It's the last one.
Darling, thank you. This one is fun. It says, you're hot stuff. I want you to be my Valentine.
Aww.
Very true. You are hot stuff, darling.
You like my pants?
What? I do. Are those leather?
Kind of. They're like vegan leather or whatever.
They're vegan leather, so they're not leather.
Oh, I think they're very fancy.
They're very fancy.
Oh, what's the matter?
I think it's inappropriate for me to be stroking your leg on national television. But the First Draft said, you're hot stuff. Any chance you could dress up like the Cholula lady? Now, you may be saying, darling, and out there you may be saying, I wish my spouse could give me failed greeting cards. Well, guess what, folks? Now they can. Because now, see?
Oh, look at that.
Now you can order your very own set of First Draft cards. Each box comes with pairs of cards for six different holidays. One card that is normal, like you find in a store, followed by a not-so-great First Draft, Evie not included. To get yours, go to ColbertLateShow.com/firstdrafts or scan this QR code right there. All Late Show proceeds will go directly to World Central Kitchen.
Coming up, Stephen tells the full story of how he proposed to Evie. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Anybody else? Yes, right there, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, the other day, we had Jay Shetty on.
Jay Shetty on, yes.
And he was talking about how he proposed to his wife.
How he proposed to his wife, yes.
Almost Valentine's Day.
Yep.
How did you propose to him?
How did I propose to Evie? Oh, we were down in Charleston for Christmas. I was going to ask her to marry me on the 26th of December, which was our first date. And my friend Scott Weary, God bless him, said, dummy, ask her before Christmas. She's going to want to show the ring off and everything to her family and friends. So we got home on a Monday in the morning because we're both living in Chicago. And then I did not, like, call her for 24 hours, and she was heated. And so I call her, and then she goes, what are you doing? She's like, well, I've been waiting for you to call. I need to go buy my father a stereo. He wants, like a boombox kind of stereo for his workroom or something like that. So I said, I'll come get you. So he actually comes over to my house. Before we walk out, my mom knows I'm going to ask Evie to marry me on this car ride. And my mom goes, oh, before you go, let me take a photo of you two. You look so great. And we looked like hell. But my mom knows that I'm about to go ask her. And I am beet red. I am the color of this carpet. That's how nervous I am. She was like, really, we're taking a photograph? Okay, so we take a photograph, we get in the car, and I said, well, take a drive down to the tip of the peninsula, down to the Battery in Charleston, which is the old park called White Point Gardens down there. She goes, really? I've got to get to Circuit City. Can we please? I said, just take a ride down there. And she looks over at me, and I'm beet red. I'm this color. And she goes, are you getting sick? Please don't get sick over Christmas holidays. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I feel fine. And I said, well, pull over here. Let's just go walk around the park for a second. She goes, like, you've got to be kidding. I said, no, just for a minute. It's so lovely here. She goes, okay, so there's a bandstand. There's a gazebo in the middle of this old park. And it's like, you know, early 19th century gazebo. And if you've ever been to Charleston, down to White Point Gardens. So I said, let's go up there. So we go up there, and we both went to Cotillion, the same Miss Ballantyne's Cotillion class when we were kids. And so we go up there, and we start doing a little waltz. In the gazebo. We start doing a little dance, we're going through our little foxtrot and rumba and those kind of lessons. And then I said, isn't everything beautiful? And she goes, yes. And I said, will you marry me? And she leans back. Now, the night before, when I told my sister I was going to ask my affianced to marry me, I said, I'm going to ask Evie to marry me tomorrow. She goes, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. So I asked Evie if she'll marry me, and she leans back. She goes, are you sure? Literally, same tone of voice and everything as my sister. And I said, yes, why do people keep asking me this? And then she said, yes. And then I said, oh, wait, the ring. And I got down on one knee, and I asked her. That's how we did it.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back on February 13th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.